What does it take for a song to really fill up the dance floor? There's a lot of attention being paid these days to a German musician named Ian Pooley. His new CD is called Since Then. Charles de Ledesma has a review.
Much of Ian Pooley's new CD is the sort of music you could easily listen to in elevators or airports these days. The musical equivalent of a short, romantic novel you can't put down. Its charm is that it's smooth, easy on the ear, yet upbeat, as well as technically sophisticated.
J'ai traduit si bien la chanson de la poule à l'heure du pendant.
Pooley has quickly moved up in the highly competitive cosmopolitan world of house music. He combines the feel-good elements of contemporary house, that melodic romantic quality, with tight drum programming and smart, quirky samples. His arrangements have brought him the respect of his peers and thousands on the dance floor. What's unusual about Pooley is how far he's come in only a few years. While many top house producers have chiseled the sound and kept to it, Pooley continues to reinvent himself, from his abstract beginnings in minimal German techno to a bright and breezy sound with tinges of world music. Certainly, this is music to be enjoyed and danced to a few times over, and isn't imbued with much longevity. But there's brains at work here. After all, it's a complicated business making the quintessential, uncomplicated dance floor filler with perfectly positioned samples and beats. Pooley presents a relaxed, new soul authenticity with pop music accessibility, and he's catching the ears of more and more people every day with it.
The CD is Since Then by Ian Pooley. Charles de Ledesma follows music trends in London. ¶¶